We are in Ephesians chapter 3 this morning. Ephesians chapter 3. And I want to talk some about this. This was Paul writing here. It says, "When I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ, for the benefit of the Gentiles, assuming, by the way, that you know God gave you a special responsibility of extending his grace to all of you Gentiles. As I briefly wrote earlier, God himself revealed his mysterious plan to me." Listen, kids, God revealed a mysterious plan to him. Amen? A mysterious plan to him. "And as you read what I have written, you will understand my insight into his plan regarding Christ. God did not reveal it to the previous generations, but now by his Spirit, he has revealed it to his holy apostles and prophets." And we can go on to the next one. Amen. "And this is God's plan, both for Gentiles and Jews." All right, let's stop there for 1 second. Doesn't matter who you are today, there's a plan for you. There's a plan for you. I'm so glad that God has a plan for me. He has a plan. He has a purpose. I am someone who has messes up quite a bit. I'm not perfect. But I am so thankful that God has a plan. It's amazing that God likes just ordinary people. Don't you like that? We would sing this when we were young. God likes people any shape, any color, any size. And you don't have to be an angel to be really special in God's eyes. And he said it in John 3:16. And he proved it on Calvary too, that God likes people. Ordinary people, people like me and you. This morning, God likes people. And then it goes on and says, "Who believe that the good news?" Man, there's good news this morning. This week, you're going to hear a lot of good news about Jesus Christ, about a Savior who died on a cross and then rose on a third and appointed day. Why do we make it so hard? Why do we make this such a mysterious thing? Can I tell you today, it's not really that mysterious. There's a good news plan for every single person in here today. There is a plan for your life. And we are going to be impacting young lives this week. Amen? I love when we see lives impacted by Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter who you are. Once they reach that age of accountability, leading someone to Jesus is the most fun thing I have ever done in my life. Last vacation Bible school, we had about 13 or 14 kids accept Jesus Christ for the first time. And all of you who helped us sit down and go through life with kids for a brief moment in time, me and Laura were sitting down in the class, and I'm like, "Hey, Elaine, hey, Ellen, hey, Jill, hey, Jody, can I get your help for a moment?" And we'd all sit down with these kids. Okay, now find out if they got saved in 5 different Bible schools 5 weeks in a row. And sit down and figure out, okay, is this their first profession of faith? Are we reassuring them this week? Y'all have intentional conversations with children this week. Amen? Have intentional conversation with kiddos this week. Why do we want to have that? Because it might be the very first time that they ever heard the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. It might be a mystery to them. Why is that for? Because they may have never came to Sunday school like when you brought your children. They may not come into here every week. But this week, we get to go over the top, right? This week, we get to have hot dogs, and we get to have all the fun stuff and ice cream. And they get to go maybe see a pirate. In church? Yeah. Why is that for? Because we have to be creative sometimes of how we share the good news of Jesus Christ. When sharing the good news, we have to be ready at any moment. Let's look at that next slide. The greatest mystery has been solved, and there's a plan. There's a plan. It's called what? Kids, what is it? Salvation. It's called salvation. There is a plan for you today. It's not so mysterious. It's not so crazy. There is a plan for you, and that plan is called salvation. We're going to look at the next one here. I'm going to look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. It says, God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you cannot take credit for this. It is a gift from God. When you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it is a free gift from God. Amen? That gift that no man can take away from you. When I grew up, I didn't grow up in eternal security. I'm so thankful that God eternally saves us. Amen? I'm so thankful for that. When you get that, kids, I want to tell you this morning, no man, no woman, no nothing can separate you from the love of God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. I'm so thankful that that free gift comes from who? God. That free gift. Who likes free gifts in here, adults? Who likes free things? Yeah. Who saves coupons? Okay, they're on your phones now. Do you remember when people would have those big coupon books? All right, yeah, I came from a family of four. My mom kept a coupon book, and one day we came in, she was like, I'm done with that book. Threw it away. Like, why are you throwing? She was like, it takes too much time. Can I tell you, when you become a Christian, you're wanting to give your time. You're wanting to serve him. Why do you want to serve him for? It's because he loves you. It's something down in your life that you just can't shake off. It's that free gift that he loves you and he eternally has saved you. I want to show you a map this morning, and I'm kind of excited about this. And y'all, I'll be honest with you, this may not take to our normal full time, right? Because we have kids in here this morning, and we got workers who have to do a bunch of work this week. It may not take all morning long, but I'm going to walk you through a roadmap this morning. This roadmap starts at creation, and it goes all the way to receiving that gift of Jesus Christ. And when I look at this map, this is a map to a treasure, all right? And we're going to be looking at some maps this week and finding out where the hidden treasure is. It starts at creation, and it ends at restoration. From creation, it goes to the fall, and then to judgment, and then to law, and then confession, and penalty, and Christ's crucifixion, and salvation, and then it ends at restoration. We're going to start at creation this morning. Creation. Creation in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 through 30 says this. Then God said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given you every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds of the sky and the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life. And that is what happened. He did this all for you. God created everything that we see. It didn't come from a Big Bang theory. It didn't come from all that. We serve who? The Creator. It's God. He created us. So this roadmap, or this map that we're looking at, starts at creation. You know, once you bring man into the world, we had something happened, and we call it sin, and it's called the fall. And the fall, if we look at Romans 5:12, it says this, When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone has sinned. Can I tell you this morning, if you look to your left, your right, and I say this sometimes, you can say that person sinned. And then you can point to yourself and say, I have too. We all have. It doesn't matter who you are. But because of Adam, because of Eve, we have sin. When they sinned, then hey, it brought forth what? Death. We were talking in Sunday school this morning. We were meant to live forever. But because of sin, now we have death. And because of death, we have to have a Savior. You see, the fall also brought judgment. Let's talk about judgment for a moment. God judged Adam for his sin. And the Bible reveals to us that God will someday judge the entire world by fire. What does that mean? He's coming back someday. I have to let you know that he's coming back again. Once he destroyed this whole world by water, amen? There was only one family left. I have to let you know as well, he's coming back again. And you have to be prepared. Now, when we talk with kids with this, I know sometimes it gets kind of complicated. Wow, that's weird, right? The best thing I can do to tell you today is accept him in your life as your personal Savior. Accept him in your life as your personal Savior. And then there came judgment. But then after judgment, then there's law. Romans 7:7 says this. Well then, am I suggesting that the law of God is sinful? Of course not. In fact, it was the law that showed me my sin. Listen to that. It was the law that showed me my sin. I would never have known that coveting is wrong if the law said not. Sorry, that the law had not said, you must not covet. Listen, this morning, sin brought conviction. God brings conviction through this. Why is that for? It's to show your sin. That moment that you know that you did right from wrong. Do you remember that day? Some of us who have been in church for a long time, can you remember back to when you accepted Christ as your personal Savior? Do you remember that moment when you said, I'm a sinner. I sin. That is the moment when we know that we did right from wrong. That is when God shows us that. Now, when we go from law, then we go into confess. All right? We go in to confess. We have to confess with our sins. Okay, this morning it's super important, right? That you confess your sin. That is actually a typo up there, and I can absolutely say I don't have a space in between there. That's Romans 9 through 11, not 9 through 119. I have sin, and maybe sometimes I also have typo errors. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be what?
Saved.
Amen. That's such a simple verse, but it's so huge. You have to confess with your mouth. And it says in verse 10, for with your heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be what? Put to the shame. All you got to do is just confess him. It's so simple. Why do we make it so hard? Can I tell you, no matter what the age is that sin holds you captive. But you can break free from that. That's what Christ Jesus came to do this morning. He came to break it free so you could have everlasting life, that you could have salvation. And then after, if we confess, then we also have to talk about the penalty. This is Romans 6:23. It says, for the wages of sin is what again? Death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. You have a free gift this morning, and I'm talking about it. Some of y'all like gifts. There's not be nothing greater that'll ever happen in your life than when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That moment when He comes into your life, you are changed from death unto life. You have that free gift. I'm so thankful for that day that I accepted Him as a young boy. And Jesus came into my life. Have I been perfect? No, I have not been. But I can tell you, He's always showed me and rerouted me back to where I needed to be. That's the free gift of eternal life. And He wants to give you a free gift this morning. All right, let's continue on here. So we have the penalty. And from that penalty on our roadmap, we go to Christ was crucified. For me, it's hard to think that someone had to die for me. You say, why is that hard to think that? You look around the room, would someone in here probably die for you? I don't know very many people who would lay down their life for me. But there was one who literally gave his life's blood for me. That individual was Jesus. He went to a rugged cross and He died and shed His blood to be the sacrifice, the covering for who? For me and you. He laid down His life for even me. I think, man, I got children and I look at my kids and I think, man, sometimes they mess up and sometimes they make mistakes and we all get upset with our kids once in a while. Amen. Please don't leave me hanging there for a moment. And we go, wow, I can't believe they did that. And can I tell you, in the eyes of God, it doesn't matter what they've done. He always welcomes them back home, doesn't He? And could you imagine if God ever said to you, no, you're not coming back home? Aren't you glad this morning that God says, you can come in. I can give you everlasting life. And so Christ was crucified for us that we could have everlasting life, that we would no longer be a slave to sin. And so this morning, if you were a slave to sin, you feel like you're a slave to sin, you can lay that down today. You can lay that all down, and Christ can gloriously save your life. So we go from Christ was crucified to salvation. And I want to talk about salvation to you this morning. I'm sorry I'm losing my voice. Sometimes this happens when you teach a Sunday school class and you sing and then you preach. Sometimes it gets crazy. Number one, the biggest thing is that we've got to admit that we're a sinner. Admit that you're a sinner. Friends, I want to tell you today, no matter who you are, we all have sinned. And we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But we have to admit it. Before God can fix it and change it and work through us, we have to admit that we are lost. I can't make you admit that today. If I can make you admit it, I would love to, because then I would be like, hey, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. I can't do that. This is something that is an individual basis that you have to do. And then number two, you must understand that you're a sinner. And you must understand that because of sin, we deserved death. All of us deserve death. But number three, believe Christ Jesus died on a cross for you. Friends, all you got to do is believe Jesus died for you and He rose from that grave. And then you repent by turning away from your old life. Once you repent and you turn away, you totally are doing a 360, amen? You're totally turning away from what you used to live. And then number five, it says, receive God's free gift of salvation. Keep talking about that free gift. Y'all, it's free. But I want to tell you, it cost my Savior his life. That free gift that you can receive of salvation cost my Savior everything. And he laid it down for you on Calvary that you could have everlasting life. I want to go to my very last slide here. Restoration. When we started coming to church here, I had kids that were, some of my kids were in Missy Lane's class, and they were coming home and they were like, "Dad, I learned John 3:16 today." I went, "Oh, yeah, you did." And I said, "Well, where'd you learn it?" "Well, Grandpa told me, but Missy Lane reinforced it." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not what? But have
everlasting life."
Friends, I want to tell you this morning, you can have everlasting life today. You can have everlasting life. Do you know, why would we not want to go into the rest of our adult life without a Savior? Think about that. Could you imagine? I can't imagine right now doing life without Jesus. I couldn't imagine my good days or my bad days without a Savior. And so this morning, before we even go into Bible school, I think it'd be a good idea. Hey, number one, if you don't know him, accept him as Savior this morning. Number two, if you're a worker during Bible school and you say, "Man, use me this week, Lord," I'd come down here and pray about that. Pray over the kids this morning. Pray over your family this morning. And that God would use us and guide us and direct us in what the upcoming week. Justin, I'm going to have you come up this morning. And we're all going to stand. If you'd like to stand with us this morning, I'd like to invite you. I told you we were getting out a little early today. That's okay. But if you want to pray this morning, I want to invite you down to come and pray. Number one, I want to say it to you again. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I'm not looking at your past. I'm not looking at your age. I'm not looking at the demographic. I'm just saying, without him, you're lost. And it's without Christ, it is separation. But once you accept him as your personal Savior, you're connected with him. You're joined with him. And so if you'd like to come down and pray over that today, you sure can. One of us will pray with you. But if you would like to pray over this week, over your family, over VBS, I'd like to have you come down and pray this morning, that God would just lead and guide our week today, this week.